You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
But you're always endowed to tell me to shut the fuck up. It doesn't matter if I sit in that chair.
Mick, no, I was going to tell you something, though. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Hey, wait, real quick. Before we start, can I just say, shut the fuck up, dude.
Can you do me one favor real quick? Shut the fuck up.
No! Oh,
party foul!
What do you drop?
Stuff?
I don't know.
Is my phone good?
I stand alone.
You want to hand me my phone, Mike? Or toss it to me, don't matter. Thank you, sir.
I stand alone.
Inside I
stand alone.
Honestly, they get a lot of hate, but I think all those dudes are cool. I hear quotes from them from time to time, and I'm like, you know what? They seem like good guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Those guys fucking suck.
You're entitled to your own opinion. You know, but me and Sully are boys, dude.
My opinion is everybody's opinion.
He just hates that their band name insinuates that they're smacking God.
I don't like that. This is a Christian podcast.
You know what's crazy is the vocabulary behind that. There's actually a word. It's gob smacked, right? So G-O-B-B smacked, and it's like to be shocked by something. And so I heard that like in the last like 5 years or so, and. To me, I'm just like, no, just change the word to Godsmacked. It's way better.
So that's what their name means?
I don't know. I don't know if they got it from that and they're like, just put God in there. But well, that's a better change. I think that's a change for the better for the word. Godsmacked?
Well, if that's what their name means, that makes them even fucking gayer.
You know what?
Like those old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. What's that dog's name from?
Isn't it? It's like Muggsley or Pugsley or something like that. Yeah, from the Wacky Races.
He never said anything.
He just laughs like that as his whole thing. Damn, what is that right there? I'm seeing best New Year's Eve appetizers that are filling enough to turn. That's a long fucking title, dude.
Yeah.
I made this meal. You check it out. This is good for you. Check it. Was this done in Chinese for sure?
I mean,
it looks good. I see shrimp.
It looks pretty good. What is that? Is that shrimp?
This is clickbait shit, dude. Take us to. This is how you make French fries.
14 New Year appetizers that are actually filling.
Have you ever had guacamole?
Bean dip is the number 12.
Frito-Lay brand in the can.
Fucking retarded. Is this what the world has come to?
Shit, I told you I'm having Chinese food for New Year's.
That actually sounds good, though.
Hell yeah, a little beef broccoli. Some of them fucking Asian
wings. I could
Asian
go for some
wings.
Orange chicken any day.
I'm more of a, what is it, General Tso?
I'm more of a Kung Pao, but I do love me some orange chicken. Some hot Kung Pao with those little red chilies.
With the chilies in it. Yeah, that's what's up.
Those are so good, dude. They hurt my butthole, but they're good.
Yeah, honestly, if not for the butthole pain, I would eat chilies a lot more.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing that stops me. I would have chilies all the time, but the butthole pain.
True.
You guys ever done any of the, like, the chili challenges, the wings, sauces?
I used to do those, but I can't now.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it now, I think I'd have to eat, like, 4 Tums, drink some Pepto-Bismol, and then I could probably do it.
My last venture into that world was the chip challenge.
Yeah, I did that one, too.
That
wasn't too bad.
And it wasn't too bad. It's just the stomach ache after. Yeah. That fucking
got It's not me. Even the heat. It's the shit after. Yeah, it sucks, dude.
That's what got me. They eventually pulled them. They don't sell them no more.
Yeah. I did the peanut challenge. You ever seen that guy?
No.
I forgot his name, but he does... he made these peanuts. It's like a tube of peanuts, and you eat the whole tube, and that's the challenge. But this dude ate like 10 tubes of that shit. He does it himself. Like, he makes them himself and puts them on YouTube. Yeah, dude is crazy. He's like literally hallucinating while he's eating them.
Wait. He's hallucinating while he's eating peanut butter? What are you talking about?
Peanuts. Hottest, like hot peanuts. Like.
And they come in a tube. He sticks them up his ass.
Like carrot.
Oh, wait, that's not
the one.
Oh, that's a different one. That's a different one.
You have Da Bomb suppositories.
Dude, I'm so pissed. Pat, he had Da Bomb. He had the sauce. And let's do a little round table questionnaire here. Does hot sauce go bad easily? Question. Raise your hand for yes. Raise your hand for no. Yeah,
it doesn't go
fucking bad.
It can't.
And
it's
he
all
threw it away.
He's
like, yeah, I've had it for like 6 months. It can't be good anymore. What are you fucking talking about, you idiot?
Six months ain't that long.
Yeah, nuts.
Hot sauce has vinegar in it.
Yeah, dude, he's fine to just save it in the fridge for years, probably.
Hot sauce has what in it?
Vinegar.
Vit.
You're like, you fell for it. Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to fall for it.
What's that?
That was not my joke. That is a Bo Burnham joke.
Yeah, most people actually, in other countries, they pronounce it vinegro.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to start calling it that.
Yeah, it's true. Definitely. Don't even look it up. But you could have confidence in that.
Like, what do you want in your salad? Balsamic vinegro, please.
Oh, shit. Oh, starting off hot. Coming in hot.
We were talking about salsa and hot sauce and shit, so yeah, we're coming in hot.
Yeah, I used to be big on those challenges and shit, and nowadays I'm like, all right, I did it.
Yeah, I'm good.
I tested my mettle and proved myself, and now I don't need to do that no more.
Exactly. Yep. Are we good? We starting now?
Are we flowing? Are we going?
We're good. Okay.
We're going.
Hey, guys. This is Johnny Savage. Welcome to The Stool Podcast. I got Anthony in the seat next to me instead of Mick. Mick is manning the, what do we call it? The bitch board.
Yeah, he's the board bitch today.
He's the BBD today, the bitch board diva. He's on the front. He's on the front. And we're just, we're going to do a podcast. It's New Year's.
Happy New Year's Eve, actually.
We appreciate you guys coming in and hanging out, listening to us. Like I said, I'm Johnny Savage. We got Anthony. And we got Mick on the bitch board. So let's go. Let's have some fun, guys. I want to start it off by Anthony. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
What do you call Batman when he skips church?
What do you call Batman when he skips church? Ooh, I'm not even going to try to come up with something funny for that. What is it?
Christian Bale.
That's a Christian Bale? But what if he's like, going to like temple?
Temple?
Yeah. Is that Christian Bale? Bale?
we're just chilling, guys. What are you doing, Mick? You playing some more MF Doom?
I'm just setting the mood, guys. Hey,
Little mood setter.
So, producer spot, BB,
Whatever. So
what does BB stand for, Mick?
Producer bitch. Wait, that's not it.
Those are not
board, PB.
Board
PB.
Bitch.
Bored bitch.
Bored. BBD is the bored bitch diva. So this is what we decided for this podcast. We're gonna have a different person on the boards every show, and yeah, basically, if you don't know how to do it, then you will fail, and we'll make fun of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. I
think that's a good dynamic to start things off.
Yeah. So it's going to be like that every show. So I think I'm next. Even when we try to get some guests on here, maybe. I don't know. Might throw some of the homies on there just for fun and let them fail and make fun of them because they suck.
Why are you so mean to your friends, dude?
Because I hate them all.
And he knows his friends like abuse. We're all damaged. Yeah. And I think we just feed off of it. And I think he does a positive thing for us in the long run by treating us that way.
I never thought about that way, but I think Anthony's right.
Yeah. Very generous man.
Yeah. You can hire me to abuse you if you want.
Yes. Yes. It's a good service verbally, to have in your life.
Verbally.
Keep yourself grounded.
I don't do no gay shit, all right?
Stay fucking humble, doggy. So topics or segments. Music? Any music in your guys' life this week? Anything new to talk about?
For me, not. I mean, I've been just listening to OG hip hop, underground, MF nice. Doom.
Ooh, there we are.
Motherfucker Doom. That's all I've been listening to.
Mood setter.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Shit, I like
all
it.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Hey. What about you, Mick? New music, or are you just working on your own stuff?
I've just been mixing all week and, trying to find really accurate reference tracks to kind of inspire me, you know. So I just been listening to a lot of like really contemporary R&B artists and pop artists that have a really good pull in their vocals.
Nice. Yeah. Like you said, reference tracks, getting some ideas for some sonic influence.
Yeah, just you know.
Caught me slipping. You switched to me right as I'm drinking, and now they know I'm an alcoholic. Great.
Anthony is great. Drinks too much.
Yeah. Shout out to Cutwater. Not sponsored.
This is actually Anthony's intervention. That's why we have him in the seat next to me. So Anthony, what does alcohol do to you that
make
you love it so much?
Make me feel like I have
much?
No friends because only two of you fuckers showed up for my intervention.
True.
I have an excuse though.
First of all, we're not your friends. Second
of all, we're just people who kind of care about you.
I wouldn't even go that far, but
fucking A.
Anthony, tell us your worst drinking story.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, well,
cut the fucking music, dude.
I have probably the ultimate drinking story, honestly. It was the first time I ever drank. And I check off all the boxes for juvenile delinquent bullshit. Basically, my friend just had gotten his license. I was 15, he was 16. Mm. And we decided in a summer, oh no, it was a spring break. We were on spring break. It was a Monday on spring break. And all the parents were gone. We were left to our own devices. He had a car now.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
Yeah. And so we go to an Albertsons near where I live. And he's like, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to park right here. The vodka is right there. Grab two handles and then just run right out and then we'll bail. And I did exactly that. We did it. Boom. Like I said, juvenile delinquent step number one. There it is. And then we went home and classically knew what we were doing when it comes to drinking and making mixers. So we got some Tampico. Everybody knows that's a great, perfect thing to complement vodka. And we made ourselves some little screwdrivers, big screwdrivers, honestly. It was like probably 70-30 ratio. And we were all like playing pool as a whole bunch of teenagers, you know, at like 12 in the afternoon getting fucking sloshed. Like we were beyond fucked up. None of us knew how to drink. It was me, my friend DJ, my friend Jennifer, my friend Mike, and my buddy David, who helped me steal the alcohol. There's an app to David on this, by the way. It's totally completely, I've been shirked of all the crimes at this point. But yeah, so we got super fucked up. My parents get home right around like 4 o'clock. So we were like 4 hours deep of drinking, right? And we're trying to play it off. All right, they're going to be coming home soon. This is, you know, we're just playing pool, hanging out. It's a normal summer day. Immediately, my parents can tell that we're all drunk and fucked up. And they're like, everybody get the fuck out of here. And so basically, they're all my friends, you know, go home. They don't get all the heat for what happens. They're like, give me the alcohol, my parents. And so I have to hand over all this alcohol. I have imbibed so much of it at this point that, like, I'm barely coherent. They send me to my room. I pass out in there, throw up all over my floor, and then go into the shower and pass out for 6.5 hours until my dad has to pull me out of the shower, like, bare ass naked. And I still love drinking to this day, you know? We could tell why. We could tell why.
It's a good time.
Like I said, I feel like that's the ultimate drinking story. I didn't drink vodka for probably another 10 years after that. I was just like beers, you know?
Yeah.
And then eventually it crept back into my life, you know? But, yeah, what about you? Yeah, something to top that?
maybe. I have a couple. I think one of the funnest times where me and my brothers were out of hand, probably, is when there was a point in time where my brother Randy lived with my mom, and she would allow us to just go ham, you know, in the garage. She's like, as long as you guys
are
in the garage.
She was the good parent around, as long as you guys are around here.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is when we were, like, I was in my early 20s, so yeah, okay. I wasn't young. Yeah, I didn't start drinking until I was, like, 20, dude.
Boo.
Yeah, I didn't start young. I do have one story real quick before when I had my first drink. It was a couple wine coolers. Me and my buddy knew where.
Is it Boone's Farms?
We had like a couple friends. Yeah, we had a couple friends that we all hung out with, and one of my friends, we would go to his house, and he would always take the little key from the top of the little wall next to his house, and so me and my friend decided, we're just going to go. We know where the key is. We're going to just go into his house. So we did.
Oh, shit.
And nobody was there. He wasn't even with us. We went over there. We actually didn't do nothing. We just went in there, took some wine coolers. We took some sodas. And then we had some wine coolers, like, out on the sidewalk. I was, like, 14 years old.
Delinquents.
Straight up.
Complete
fucking
delinquents.
Straight. What is that? Straight up. What's the word? We straight up went into somebody's house, dude.
B&E.
Breaking
well,
and entering.
No, no breaking. Yep. No breaking.
We didn't break nothing. We used the key.
You guys did an NE.
We used the key. I was also 14. And I knew the dad, so the dad talked to my mom and was like, hey, like, what the fuck? So we did get in trouble, but he was cool. He's a really cool. His dad was super nice, so he didn't do nothing. He owned, like, a convenience store next to the house. And his dad didn't do nothing. He's like, it's fine. They're kids. They're fucking whatever. But they didn't. We didn't break nothing. We didn't destroy nothing. We just took some shit and left.
Take a little bit.
And we locked the door on the way out, put it back, the key. So anyway, going back to the other story, we right when Bud Light Platinums came out, they made the 6-packs only. There was no 12-packs. There was no nothing, right? So my cousin man, his name's Amato, but we call him man. He came from out of state and came and kicked up with us for the weekend, and we always play video games and shit. So he decided, oh, I'm gonna buy platinum. So he bought 2 6-packs of platinums, and we were like, oh, let's play beer pong. And like, oh, let's go get some beer. He's like, no, I got platinums. We're like, nah, I don't know about that. So he was like, no, it'll be fine. Okay. So we started playing beer pong with like 6 people. You know,
beer pong.
He said pier bong.
Pier bong.
Listen up, Mike. Jeez.
Yeah, you fucking retard. We started playing beer pong with Bud Light Platinums when they first came out. And we were like, oh, it's just Bud Light. It's nothing special. It was the worst idea we ever made. Literally, like, at that time I was in a band and my guitar player came and he was with his girlfriend. It was me and my ex at the time. And then, like, my brother and his girl and then, like, a couple other people. And we started playing beer pong with platinums. And after we knew it, we looked like, I remember looking at the floor and seeing about 10 six packs over there finished of Bud Light Platinums. So we literally played probably like 15 games of beer pong with platinums, not just regular Bud Light, platinums. And man, it got so out of hand. Like, me and my brother Randy, I kept trying to tackle him. like, you know, like spear him, like fucking.
Like you were saying earlier, you can get out of hand sometimes.
Oh, I was way out of hand that day. Literally, I kept trying to fucking like tackle him, and he would like juke me, and I would just run into shit, and like, it was bad. But I remember that day I went probably like 8-2. I literally won like almost every single game.
I honestly am of the belief that you play beer pong better the more drunk you are.
I think
it's like one of those miraculous things.
Me and Randy, huh, play way better when we're wasted. Like I was literally like this and just going and just making them, dude, every single time. But we got so wasted that day, dude. I woke up in the restroom like with my pants down, didn't even know what was happening. I woke up, I was like, fuck, dude, what? I threw up.
What day is it?
Yeah, I didn't know nothing that was happening. My buddy, I'm not going to say his name. My buddy, he actually left the house, right? But got like literally just down the street, and his girl, they both took different cars, but he just like, I'll take her home. So he tried to drive. I don't know why, but he tried to drive and ended up crashing her car and then just went right back to the house. Because he was like, we ain't going nowhere.
Oh, shit.
It was so bad, dude.
Oh, man. Like,
everybody was just so messed up that
drink responsibly.
Yes, today's
New Year's
Eve. And,
there's only so many moments in your life where you get to make the decision to get behind the wheel or not. Just not. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Go for a little walk. Have a little nap. That always works. It's always better. It's always a better option.
Yep. That was one of the worst times. I remember just feeling like complete dog shit. And we caused a ruckus in my parents' house that night in the garage. At least we contained it. We were in the garage only. But all of us were dumb. And there is video somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know where. I know my cousin.
Look out for Patreon content.
Yeah. I'm going to find it. I'm going to talk to my cousin and find it. But it's bad. Like, we're so messed up. We're just like slurring, talking to the camera. My cousin was like videotaping us, like trying to tackle each other, me and Randy. And it was bad.
I'm rough fun, with though. Beer, man. Honestly, I'm almost like at the point where I don't need beer really so much anymore. Like I'll have a beer if it's around, you know, but man, like just, I like to just drink something, get to the point, boom, 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 like that. I mean, like I was talking about Twisted Teas earlier. Twisted Teas get you to the point. You know, they taste good.
They're good.
You know? But beer super just makes good. Me feel gassy. They feel so full off full. Of like three of them. And I'm just like, ugh, I want to drink more, but I can't.
All right, Mick, what it is?
Yeah, what's your drunk story?
Tell us a story, sir.
Honestly, remind me to come back to this. I actually have another really fun story about Mick on New Year's.
Oh, yes. And
we'll come back after he's done with his story.
Is it the one?
It's the one. You know the one. It's the one.
Should Mick tell that one?
If he wants to tell it, if that's the one, go for it. I think it's a great story.
I don't know if I know this.
Okay, so I was working at a grocery store. I don't want to give the name out.
Yeah, we will let it be unnamed for the moment.
So
it was Ralph's. Continue.
Leave that.
I will post that for sure. I was working at a grocery store and...
Here, wait, real quick, I'll do this. I'm going to give you a drop for Stater Brothers and then just put that over what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, go, finish.
All right, so you're working at Ralph's and then what happened? Oh, shit.
All right, so I was working at Ralph's.
Yeah.
And then it was New Year's, right?
It was New Year's. It was New Year's Eve that night.
So in case you guys don't know, this is New Year's Eve that we're doing this.
Yeah.
But this is a funny story to tell. So I was spending the night at his house, and I got called into work New Year's Eve. I called off. He had just applied.
I just applied and just got hired like 2 days before. And I hadn't started I was supposed to start on January 3rd.
So I was in the same room as him as I called off. And then within the same room, within like, was it 10 minutes?
It was less. It was like 5 minutes, dude.
They called him.
Hey, would you be able to work tonight?
So he said, yeah, because he was a new hire.
Yeah. He's like, fuck, I can't fuck this up.
Yeah, basically. Looking back on it now, like, I would have said no. It was like, that job sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a wild situation. Like, literally, we're all like celebrating for him. Like, yeah, you got off work. Fuck yeah. Ring, ring. Fuck, fuck, dude. Are you serious? So, the first day of that job, I was pretty in the bag. Like, just going in, or, all right, I got this. People try to explain to me what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
Stock the shelf. I think I got it.
Yeah, it's very, very basic. Just don't stand 10 feet away from me and don't smell me very deeply. Smells like New Year's.
Straight smell.
That's
like
a power of Pounsol, baby.
Yeah, that's one of my funniest kismet stories
that's
in my life.
Funny.
Like, all right, cool. This is how I enter the workforce.
That's pretty great. How old are you guys?
Shit, I was like 19.
18, 19?
Yeah,
oh
19.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Are you older than me, Mick?
But I think, like, what's your birthday?
October 8th, 86.
The 8th?
I'm June.
October 8th.
Mine's the 10th.
So you're only
18th.
A couple months older than me.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Yeah.
Mine's the 18th, dude.
What? There it is.
10 years apart.
Halloween
dude.
Babies. Libra still? Sheesh. Are you Libra or?
Libra.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what's up.
I don't really follow that shit, but yeah.
Same. Yeah, no, it's all bullshit.
You don't follow it, but you talk about it, right?
No, I don't talk about it either. If somebody asks what my symbol is, then I say that.
We should do a thing where we go through, like, horoscopes, all the horoscopes, and then read one that's, like, for each of us.
Yeah.
And then try to see if we could just, if it's, because they're all so general. Horoscopes
they're
are so
general.
Stupid general. It's like they could describe pretty much any human being and their qualities.
Yeah.
So it's like we should try to do that where it's like we guess, you know, okay, here's the horoscope for X,
and
see who it is.
Right, we should.
It's all like it's
so general.
It's all the same thing.
And it's funny because the ones that are always all about it are the fucking Geminis. I'm a Gemini,
dude.
I'm a Gemini.
It's so funny. I've been talking.
You
to
know
this,
what I'm saying?
I've been talking to this girl, and yeah, she's.
Oh,
like, I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini, so I could be a bitch. It's like, no, that's not. That's not
yeah,
at all.
Honestly,
what that
a lot
means.
Of the time, a lot of the time, that shit. That's one reason I have a big resentment for it, is it's like an excuse to act shitty.
Yep.
To be like, I'm a bitch and people just got to deal with. No, dude, you're a bitch and you got to work on it. If you ask me.
You're just a bitch, so.
Oh, man. Horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a fun little gag.
Yeah, we'll name the bit horoscope. So it's
H-W-O-R-E.
Horoscope.
Okay.
Horoscopes.
Horrors.
Horoscopes.
Okay.
I like that
because whores are the ones talking about their scopes.
Hey, I got sisters, man. Take it easy, right?
It's not my fault.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. What about you, Mick? Do you have a leaning towards horoscopes? No.
Actually, I follow them 100%, guys. So everything
like
you said was offensive.
I've been keeping quiet over here because I'm clearly offended. I'm upset.
I got the push notification set up, dude.
I have three
different apps. I got them on like urgent alert.
Horoscope.com. So generic and shit.
Yeah.
I like horoscope. Horoscope.
Horoscope?
Horoscope.
Dude,
Horoscope.
That's a thing. We could start that for sure.
Probably.
There's definitely some sort of memetics there.
A guy's only app.
Horoscope?
Horoscope?
Yeah.
For guys to, like, read, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
No, you just use it to,
so you know what kind of chick you're, you know, dating.
Exactly, dude. You start an Instagram page, that shit'll take off.
It probably would take off, honestly.
You know, very easy.
You know, the fucked up part about it is the girls are going to follow and be like, oh, yeah, that's
exactly.
That's
they'll
funny,
read
that's
into
me.
It. And we'll get success from the people who are heels for it and the people who actually believe in it. But
yeah, exactly.
I follow that page, Mugshotties. You follow that page?
That's a great follow.
Mugshotties.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Honestly, like to me, the simplicity of that. A guy just has to find a story about a cute girl who got a mugshot that day and then fucking post it.
Yeah,
we could
great.
Definitely do this with horoscopes like every day.
Easy. I like that. That's pretty good. Write that down, Mick.
Note that down.
No.
You're the bored bitch. You have to.
Write it. I'll note it down, but you'll probably just get a bunch of swastikas on a.
Who does that?
I keep doing this every time I accidentally cut to myself. I go, I do the whole eyebrow thing. All
Just make sure you have the people's eyebrow armed every time.
So in case y'all watching, I've been accidentally switching to the wrong shit because it's New Year's Eve and I've been fucking.
He's already wasted.
What have you been drinking, Mike?
I've been drinking sake.
Sake.
Some. $15 2 gallon bottle of wine.
You see that thing, dude?
Yeah, it's the Carlo Rossi. Yeah, oh yeah, dude. That's the trash wine that everybody
loves. Crazy.
That's a trash wine that everyone can get behind.
Yeah, yeah.
My my great grandfather used to drink that shit. I was telling Johnny earlier, and I was just like, oh, I see what he was up.
I love the idea of your great grandfather.
I was literally his brand.
Yeah, dude. I love the idea of that. He's like some like. Old like Gaelic Irish day. Oh, back in the day, we would drink the Carlo Rossi.
Just like, no, he was actually half Native, half fucking Mexican.
Okay.
But that was his shit.
Yeah, yeah. You racist ass Anthony. You're in the room with two natives, dude.
I don't even say that because I know that he has Irish roots. I didn't know which side. That's just where I lean.
On my dad's side.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See?
Fajah's
See,
side.
I wasn't it's racist there. About it's it. It's there.
The Fajah's side.
Fucking A, man. So, yeah, we're in the bag. We are drinking. It's New Year's Eve. We're entitled to. We're allowed to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk on New Year's about the reset, the resolution, are you doing different this mm-hmm. next year? Mm-hmm. Anybody got anything?
What are you doing, Mick? What's your New Year's resolution? Be less gay.
Just to stop That's trusting. Impossible. Just to invent a clock based around your schedule.
You're talking about Johnny, right?
Because he'd be like, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Don't look at me when you say that.
And then that equals right to 45 minutes later than that.
Dude, I'm a fucking Libra, dude. I'm just late.
See? It's an excuse to be shitty. Horoscopes. That's a callback.
Shit. What is it for real, bitch?
I just want to focus on this shit, dude.
What the fuck is that? What you is have the weirdest shit? Clickbait shit. What is some lady rubbing her face? What is it? An expert explains how to DIY?
Is she choking herself? What is
drainage?
That?
Mike, what do you look up? Lymphomic no, drainage? What is that? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
So I don't know. I don't know. Let me click on this shit. So it's like a.
Experts explain how to DIY lymphatic drainage machine.
I think it has to what do with your
lymph nodes. Your lymph nodes.
Explain to the
you know what's ironic.
Explain to the viewers what a lymph node is.
As much as I make fun of this, can you link me to this? Because my mom would probably benefit from this.
That's funny, explain to the viewers what a lymph node is. They probably don't know.
Yeah, Mick, explain.
Well, if you're sick, you feel like you got a turd in your neck, so it's right there.
You say
yeah, isn't it like their glands in your throat or something like that?
Yeah.
That's my best guess.
We're just a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, we're uninformed idiots. Okay, that are just you know what this reminds me of?
Right. You know what this reminds me of? Have you guys seen that? They do, you know, like you go to the chiropractor and they do an adjustment. They do a sinus adjustment. Have you seen that?
No.
Where they stick this balloon in your nose.
I'm already on.
And they pump it.
I'm already not on board.
Bro, it looks ridiculous.
I've seen that.
They're like.
Yeah.
No way.
You just hear the pop.
And you're supposed to close your nose and your mouth like, and then they up your nose.
Yeah, it's like a bone that cracks and just like snaps your sinuses open.
Yeah. Ugh. It doesn't look fun.
I mean, I can
see
that being super alleviating,
but when they do it, like the balloon sometimes goes out the people's mouths and then they have to hurry up and it looks painful.
Ugh.
It looks painful. It's called a sinus adjustment.
No, thank you.
Look that up. That's just crazy, dude. It just doesn't look like it's fun at all. Yeah, everybody's crying when they do it.
I'm sensitive with anything in the sinuses, man.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't do that. It just seems dumb.
Remember back in the day when it was like a big deal, like the Guinness Book World Records TV show, like the guy who would like throw a nail up there and...
Bro, that shit's crazy.
That shit blew my mind. It just fucks with me to this day thinking about that. And I know it's simple. It's just like he's like displacement of his sinus, the length of the nail, and he's knows what he's doing. And,
yeah, exactly.
But it's just still fucked up and gross.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about.
All this shit right here?
One of the, just go to the first one. Yeah, the first one went there with the chick on the, I think it's a chick, the first video top left. Yeah. Yeah, this shit looks crazy, dude. I watched a bunch of video. I went down a rabbit hole on this, and I was like, is this real?
Hold on, let me get a shot.
It's crazy, dude. Look at this guy.
Oh, I'm afraid. No.
Is this it?
It's a gun?
No, that's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. They use literally like a
I've done like a neti pot. That's about as bad as I'll do.
No, this is not what I'm talking about. I think that's like a...
It looked like he's about to shoot her in the fucking face.
Go to the shorts, the top left, right there. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude, I'm nervous now.
It's crazy, dude. It doesn't... I don't see why people would... Yeah, this is the one. That's the girl that I remember seeing.
I already see it. No.
Yeah, that's not cool. I would never do something like this.
This doctor is not your friend. Flee.
Look at this.
Ugh.
Oh, what happened?
What is
Mick doing over there? Look at
it. Oh no. Oh, it looks so uncomfortable. It looks so insanely uncomfortable.
Look at that. Mick doesn't know what he's doing. Come on, bitch boy. I don't know. That's not the word. What is it again?
Bored bitch. Bored bitch. No, dude. You see? No.
Mick's trying to figure out how to show it on...
Are you trying to full screen it?
You're just trying to show our reaction. No, there we go.
Yeah,
come on.
Give me this guy. Let's see. No, dude. It's too big already. It's already so... No, thank you.
No, he's just using a pump.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh!
No.
There it goes.
Incredible. That's crazy.
I don't know.
He's crying. Incredible.
It's freaking retard.
And then the other side.
But sometimes...
No, hold on, I want to hear it.
Sometimes the doctors pump too much.
Whenever you're ready.
And it goes into their mouth. The ball... The And they can't get it to go back down.
Let me show you how you quickly can open up and decongest those sinuses to get them to drain, as well as open up the...
This guy's dumb as hell. He don't know what he's talking about.
I don't trust people who don't have hair.
Me neither.
If you're so smart, you would have figured out how to keep your hair.
Put it on both fingers. And then you're going to feel your eyebrows. And right, you're going to start in towards the bridge of the nose and move out.
That's the best, though. I do that all the time, bro. That feels good.
This is just like a massage thing.
Massage, I don't know what this guy's... This is not at all what I'm talking about, but... Mick doesn't know what he's fucking doing.
Tell me, dude.
So go to the next video, you drunk ass.
Happen there.
Put sinus adjustment gone wrong. Put that.
Ooh, gone wrong.
There you go. Gone wrong. That's the search. That's the search there. I remember that bitch. I remember seeing her in one of the videos. And there's a couple of them that are just like, damn.
I love that she has like a teddy bear with her.
That just says wrong, dude. Do you even know how to type?
Shut up.
All right.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to go bad right here.
It's in public, too. This is amazing. This guy's trying to showcase. look at how well this works.
Cranial facial release.
I don't like the combination of words enough to never try it. This poor guy has a small nose, too. He's in for some shit.
This don't look fun at all.
I would never do this. I don't care how alleviating it is to my sinuses.
Look at the so-called doctor's tie, dude. It's a bunch of skulls.
This is Dr. Steve.
This fucking Dr. Death. He has skulls on his tie, crashed, dude. What crashed?
Streamlabs.
Streamlabs crashed?
Boo. Damn. Is Logic still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
All right. Technical. Do the music.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please hold, and we will be right with you.
Thank you for being a part of this dual podcast. We are experiencing technical difficulties. We will be with you shortly.
We will be with you shortly.
Say the word shortly as fucked up as you possibly can.
Shortly. We'll be with you shortly.
We'll be with you shortly. Shortly.
Yeah, no, fuck that sinus shit, though.
I would never do that.
I couldn't do it, honestly. Like, you know, this is a sensitive area. It's more private than my privates. You don't get there.
It's one and the same, I'd say. You ever get hit in the nose and then get hit in the nuts? It's almost the same thing.
Honestly, the pain is debilitating in the same way, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same sort of debilitating pain. Mm-hmm. That shit that, like, you don't want to sneeze, but you feel like you need to sneeze when you get hit in the nose. Oof. Have you ever broke your nose?
No.
Ooh, lucky you, dude.
Lucky you. I remember one time I was taking pallets out of a truck, but it was like a smaller truck. So when I was pulling out, it was stacked too high, and it was electric pallet jack. So I was pulling it, and I was walking backwards, and I'm just doing, you know, kind of looking over my shoulder, doing that thing. And it hit the top door, and the door went down like this, and it hit me in the back of the head, and it hit my face into the...
Oh!
Yeah, and because of that, if you look here, look at it. It's not, it's not even. It fucked my shit up. So I probably did break my nose, or at least fractured it or something. But my middle, the septum or whatever, is adjusted a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun. My first job.
Not fun.
And I was
honestly, it's possible you actually did, you know, do some genuine breakage.
I probably did,
yeah. And just didn't. Because the thing is with when you break your nose, it is such a small break most of the time. It's like so easy to break your nose.
Yeah.
That like it's most people don't even realize it.
Yeah, or and there's probably nothing you can do.
I was
really
informed that I broke my nose 2 years after I broke my nose. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
What was the other topic that we were talking about?
Boobs.
Boobs. I like them.
We had drunk stories.
AI.
AI. Oh, AI. That's
AI
right.
Bitches.
AI. Well, let's talk about AI boobs. I like that. I'm holding out, saving up for a girlfriend that is AI.
Yeah.
And has boobs that I could change out. Because sometimes I'm a small boob guy, sometimes I'm a big boob guy. What's wrong with that?
True.
Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with liking small boobs at one time and big boobs at one time.
It's even in nature, dude. It's like they provide that for you. If you get your chick pregnant, you know, nature provides. You get a little bit of, you know, temporary bigger boobs.
Right, right.
You know, so going with the smaller boobs and then, you know, all right, you know, I'll go on a big boob day. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
I used to just be like, I didn't really like care about boobs back in the day. It kind of never was my thing.
Ass man. You're an ass
I was
man.
Always a mass ass man. Yeah, yeah. I still am. Still am. But I never really dated or you know, had relations with a girl with big hooters.
Really?
Yeah, until now.
Oh, until now. Tell us more about that.
And let me tell you what.
You want to go into detail?
Tell you what. I've become a boob guy.
No, honestly, I mean, to me, it's a evolutionary, inescapable, like, emotion that I can't even describe that I have for boobs. Boobs are great. Boobs
are great. They are fun.
What about you, Mike? He's all, honestly, I just like women's personalities.
He's like, you know when you grab a woman's breasts and they feel like bags of sand?
You know, like two sand bags, you know?
That's just rude.
No, like, honestly, I'm
a legs guy. I love fucking toned ass legs. That thigh gap.
I could feel that.
That thigh gap, though.
I could feel that. Mm-hmm.
Are you big on the gap or you want a smaller gap?
Like mids, dude.
Mid gap.
Yeah. It never bothered me either way.
Just like some sort of gap, you know?
I'm to me, like, okay, so people ask, like, boob guy, butt guy. I just like the feminine body. The whole physique.
The whole thing, yeah.
Is, so I'm a ratio guy. I like that ratio, dude. Like right about around the shoulders, you want it wider. Right around the waist, I don't need it super thin or super skinny. But, you know, and then once you get that hips, a little wider, and then I'm good. And then you go down, you narrow down at the legs. There's some unfortunately shaped people, man. It's just like you got Grimace. You're looking at Grimace. You know?
You ever see, like, I know a man invented leggings and like yoga pants. For
you think
sure.
so?
I think so.
God bless him.
But speaking of Grimace, when the big girls wear them and they got the little two little butt cheeks,
the multi-tiered like butt cheeks. Yeah. Honestly, that's not eliminating you from the competition at all. I'll still get in there, dog.
All right. What about there's one unspoken part. What about the mound?
The
you guys
mound.
Know what I mean?
Are we talking about the foomf here?
No, not here. I'm talking about right there.
The foop. Yeah, the foop.
No, not the foop. That's right here.
Okay.
That's like right on the pussy, but the mound, like it's like a little
We're
bit.
We're talking about puffy
it's like
vagina.
Like not flaccid. Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about puffy vagina.
But not on the vagina, but like right above it.
There's a lot of people that are very anti-puffy vagina.
Right.
I'm not.
I like the mound.
You want something.
Like when your girl's laying down flat, you touch it and it's like a little. Oh,
you don't
want to
be gnawing at bones.
That's not flat right there.
You
want
to get in there, have a little pillow to rest on. I think it's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
I know. You
okay.
You just hit the air exhaust out of it. It's
Yeah, no, I apologize for being so crass. You know, I mean, I really don't. I'm not really even a picky guy when it comes to like women's bodies, really.
You heard it here, fat bitches. Anthony's got
Bring
you.
Bring it. Bring it in, ladies. No, I'm not even a picky guy.
There's room for you here in this podcast. not with me by any means, but
No, I think the most important part is, like I said, that ratio. I like a ratio.
Right, right.
You know, I think
change it up.
Whether you're a bigger girl or a thinner girl, if you're able to maintain your ratio, it shows the effort that you even give a shit. You know, you could tell the bodies of people who don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And give up, and then the people who do. You know what I mean?
True.
I'm not in the not give a shit camp. I'm not some sort of gym rat, like got to stay in shape guy, but I give a shit, you know, like I give a shit. I want to not look unpresentable, you know,
basically what Anthony's saying is give a shit a little bit, ladies, you know, just take a little, you know.
And these days,
go for a walk every once in a while. You can eat McDonald's, go for a walk.
Smell the flowers.
Even
God
it
damn
out.
It.
Even
we're,
it out. A
we're
little
allowed
bit.
To not give a shit a small portion of time, but give a shit some of the time. Is that too much to ask? Just give a shit. But
what is done?
Are we rapping?
You can wrap it up right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was fun. That was a fun time. All technical difficulties in app.
Hey,
let's go.
That's what it's about. You know, we're working through the kinks. We got some
don't explain shit to
we
these
got some
people,
new,
though. They don't care.
Hey, we just got to work the twinks out. That's all.
I'll work some twinks out. But what I'm saying,
I knew he was gonna
what
say
I'm
that.
Saying is, in the new year, we're going to have some new shit, you know?
Fun stuff.
Yeah. And we appreciate you guys listening. If you're listening. If you're not, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We hope you're having a good time because we are.
Have a good time, yeah.
That's all.
That's all this podcast is, having a good time with friends, chilling, you know, shooting the shit, talking bullshit. And that's it, you know. We appreciate you guys coming through. Hey, Anthony, tell them, you know, about your endeavors.
Let me see. Just follow me on socials, Tensions Music or Uncle Energy, or follow my band, Dead Widow, Dead Widow CA. On everything, and then Spotify, Dead Widow. Check out our EP, Oath Keeper, or our new single, Rut.
Nice, Rut.
What about you, Johnny?
Basically, you know, check out the Dunce with me and Mick here. We got some new tracks coming out for the new year. We're going to be dropping a lot of music. I'll probably have some, I will have some music, some solo music, too, coming out. Some hip-hop shit. And then check out my band, DNG Heavy, on everything. We just released a couple of videos. We got another one coming out for the new year. And yeah, it's going to be sick. Me and Mick are going to be having some music videos too. So that's going to be fun with the Dunce. I just want to say personally thank you guys. If you are listening, I appreciate you.
Real and, quick, I'm going to throw in too. I'm excited for that Valentine's Day track you guys are getting. That sounds fucking good.
We do
I'm liking that.
We do got a love song coming out.
Love song.
For all you ladies out there. Mick.
Yes, sir. What you go? What's up, sir?
They might not.
What do you got coming up? What do you got working
They might
on?
Not listen now because of
early
all
spring,
the shit I said.
Mixtradamus. Mixtradamus at everything. And I'm just been doing my shit. Just focusing on this shit, that shit, every shit.
So. He's giving a shit, ladies. You hear that?
Giving a
call
shit.
Back. Well, give a shit.
Give a shit a little bit, ladies, all right?
Okay.
We're not going to have any lady viewers after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, literally, this is all males listening to this that are tell their girlfriends, hey, give a shit.
New Year's resolution for you guys. Tell your girls to give a shit a little bit, all right? We're helping you out.
You want to wrap her up, Mike?
Yeah, so this is the Stool Podcast. Thank you guys for hanging out.
The Stool.
The Stool?
Let me know.